Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshela. We're now on Masechet Mila, Daf Yod Bet, Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud. The next Mishnah on this, our study of the third parak of Mila, Kol Haraui Lemizbeach, V'lo Leberakabayit, Leberakabayit V'lo Mizbeach, V'lo Mizbeach V'lo Leberakabayit. And of course, there can't be anything in the fourth category of fit for the Mizbeach and for Berakabayit, because if it's fit for Mizbeach, then by definition it can't be fit for Berakabayit. Mo'alimba. So that you could have something that's fit for one and not the other, or even for neither, and Me'ilah still applies if you're Makdishet. Ketzad. So now we're going to see five cases, and they're not organized really along those lines. Hikdish bor malei mayim. So if you're Makdish a cistern is filled with water, or Ashpot maleot zevel, or dung piles that have dung on them, Shavach malei yonim. So let's think about it. Water is fit for Berakabayit, zevel is fit for neither. Dove coat filled with doves could be from Mizbeach. Ilan malei perot. So if it's, let's say, a grapevine, then those peirot could be grapes, and that's fit for Mizbeach. Sadem alei asavim, again, is fit for none of it. A field filled with grass. Mo'alim ba'am mamash betocham. Mila applies both to the area that you're makdish, the pit, the field, and the things that are in it that we mentioned. Aval. Mikdish bor v'chakachim alei mayim. You're makdish a bor, and then you filled it with water. Ashpah v'chakachim alei zevel, or a dung pile, and then the fertilizer got put on top of it. Shovach, an empty dove coat, v'chakon malei yonim, they got filled with doves. Ilan v'chakon malei perot, or an empty grapevine, let's say, and then sprouted. Sadeh v'chakon malei savim, or field that was bare, and then grass sprouted. Mo'alim bam v'ein mo'alim v'mash b'tocha. Only the original thing that you're makdish is subject to me'ilah, but not the new growth or new things that came in. Rabbi Yossi, you're makdish, sadeh v'ilan, mo'alim bam v'gidulah. The last two, which are the tree and the field, and this may be why it was organized that way, Mila does apply to the growth afterwards, Neshin Gidule Hektesh. The other things are things that came in, like the dung and the water and the birds, are not Gidule Hektesh, didn't grow from Hektesh. Okay. And in the same vein, Vlada Me'useret, Lo Yinok Mina Me'useret. If an animal is the Ma'aser Behemah, it's a female, its young should not nurse from it. V'achemin Nadin came, but some people evidently do their Ma'aser Behemah with that sort of stipulation. They put any female animal they put in and say, if this is number 10, I'm excluding its milk, which evidently technically works, but is still frowned upon. Vlad ha-muktashin lo yinok min ha-muktashin. Same thing, if you're makdish an animal, then it has a baby, it shouldn't nurse from the mother, because again, that is gidule hektesh, that's chalav ha-muktashin. V'achrimin avim came, and again, some people get around it by saying, I'm makdish the animal minus its milk. Hapoalin le'echlim na'grogot hektesh, if you have workers who are in a field, and as per the halacha in Dvarim Chav Gimel, they're allowed to eat fruit in the field while they're working, but if it's a field, a tree, let's say, that you're makdish, they can't eat from it. Chen parah mikashinei hektesh, also a cow that's threshing, and you can't put the muzzle on it, and you have the vetch of hektesh, you have to muzzle it and not let it eat it, because of me'ilah. Alright, how do we know that the milk of a museret is also kadosh? Famous gzera shava that we saw in the last parak of Bechorot many times, that compares Bechor to Ma'aser Behemah. Ma Bechor Mo'alin Bo, Bechor is all subject to Me'ilah. Af Chalev a museret Mo'alin Bo. So the milk of a museret, meaning all of museret, is Me'ilah. Chaluk Dashnami, where do you get hektesh from? Ati imo imo b'chor. So again, the psukim on the page indicate the connection of the word imo with all hektesh and imo from b'chor. Hapoali lo yachlu. Now, my time, why can't the workers eat from there? Why can't the animal eat from there? Off the void. Rami never cried, lo tachsom shor b'disho. You can't muzzle an ox when it's in his threshing area. Disho shalach, when it's yours. Lo disho shalach, but not if it belongs to hektesh. Then you can muzzle him. Hadash called ilin b'stei hektesh. So we have this brayta that if somebody takes some beans or something and they take them into a stei filled of hektesh in order to thresh them, ma'al, you have me'ilah for using the space. Ay v'haba talush ba'inan, we need it to be talush for there to be any me'ilah. Has to be off the ground. Finish ramina avka ma'ilah. So you see from there, Ravina says that the dust that you raise up actually helps the threshing. Okay, last little piece we're going to do in this podcast. Shoshe Ilan shall hedyot, abayin b'shal hektesh. Let's say you have a tree that belongs to a regular person and its roots go into a field of hektesh, or vice versa. Shal hektesh abayin b'shal hedyot, or tree of hektesh that goes its roots into a regular field, meaning non-hektesh, lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. Again, it's in the middle. Ma'ayan, shiyaseh b'toch hasedah shal hektesh. Let's say there's a field of hektesh and a spring comes through it. Lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. In the field itself, you're not allowed to get hanoah, but there's no me'ilah. Once the stream goes out, the spring goes out of the field, then you can get hanoah. This is now referring to the nisuch hamayim on Sukkot. And if you recall, they would fill up the water down at Shiloach with a golden jug, bring it up to the mikdash, and then transfer it to a flask. And that was specifically for nisuch hamayim on Shabbat. They'd have to prepare it on Friday so as not to violate lina. They would not be mekadesh it till Shabbat. And so that water, lo nenin v'lo mo'alin, again, nitra b'tzluchit, one minute you put into the flask, it's going to the mizbeach, then it's kadosh mo'alin ma'anun mi'ila kicks in. Arava, the aravot that they would bring, you look at the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Sukkah, it indicated the source of the page, that they would put all around the mizbeach, lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. Avos v'tzadok omer, v'agin ha'yu azkinim sh'nenim be'lulavein, the elders used to take them and use them in their lulavein. Okay, Amar Rish Lakish, Ein Mo'alin Bechulan. Rish Lakish is talking about the water for Nisuch HaMayim, and he says, there is no Mi'ila in all the water of Amo'alin Shalosh Lugin. And we assume that this is talking about the original jug that you take it from, and Rish Lakish seems to say that if you use the last three Lugin, which is about to go on Mizbeach, then there is Mi'ila. But the end of that clause in the Mishnah says, once you put it in the flask, then Mi'ila kicks in, implying that there's no Mi'ila whatsoever beforehand. Actually, Rish Lakish's statement should be a comment on the second half, which is Mo'alin Ba'en, which is when it goes into the flask. Rish Lakish and Mo'alin El Begim Lugin. He said that's only if you got down to the flask three Lugin, but not if you did more than that. Yochanan Amar, or if you used all three Lugin. Yochanan Amar, Mo'alin Bechulan. Any part of it there's Mi'ila, implying that Rish Lakish says the shear of Nesuch HaMayim is three Lugin, and Yochanan says the shear is Kolshu. So remember, because Rish Lakish is shear l'mayim, sounds like Rish Lakish says there's an amount for the water. But none, I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm an Asach Mechag Bechag Bechutz. In the context of Shechita Chutz, or other Avodot Bechutz, or Halal Bechutz, if you take the waters from Shiloach that are dedicated to the Nisuch HaMayim, and you pour them out outside, then you're Chayav. V'yamu Rabbi Yochanan, if you do it on Sukkot, V'yamu Rabbi Yochanan, Mishu Menachem Yodafa, Rabbi Yochanan quotes this relatively unknown Menachem Yodafa, Rabbi Lozor, Chita Raki Rabba. Rabbi Eliezer was following his student, Rabbi Kiva Shita of the Darsh Niskehem, who interpreted the word Niskehem on Sukkot, their libations, meaning Echa Nisuch HaMayim V'Echa Nisuch HaYayin, that compares the two and says that Nisuch HaMayim has Kedusha. V'Amar Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish's comeback to that was, if so, Yayin Shalosh Lugin, Avmayim Shalosh Lugin, then are you going to tell me that just like wine has a minimum of three Lugin, water has a minimum of three Lugin, implying that Rish Lakish thinks that it has no minimum? The answer is the Talmud of Menachem Yodafa Kamar. He wasn't saying his own approach. He was saying, according to that Menachem Yodafa, this is a challenge to him, because he should then be consistent and say that there is a shear of three. I hold there's a shear of three in any case, but I'm not taking his position. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We'll do the final podcast in this parak next time. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.